to be here today. Our thought today is this, dear friends. Properly prepared. Are you properly prepared today? Are you prepared to meet your Lord? I want you to understand something today. Heaven is prepared for you. For the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, praise His name, He made a way. He made a way for us today that we can know without a shadow of doubt that we have an assurance and a home in glory. Properly prepared. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. The Gospel of Mark in chapter number 1. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at a passage of Scripture that begins in verse 16 down through verse number 20 of the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 1. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Farther thence, and when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. Dear friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, something special spoke to our heart by the way of the Holy Spirit. The Lord began to speak to us, to show us, and to mean, and to remember it, how that He called us. Oh, dear friends, there is something so special about that call. You say, "Brother Lynn, what's special about that call?" I want you to know something today, friends. That call came by God to prepare you for a place in glory. I'm thankful today that He called me. I'm thankful today that He came my way. And praise His glorious name. I'm thankful that I laid my own net down. I'm thankful today that I stepped out of the boat and I received Him as my Lord and my Savior. And I can tell you today, I got a joy in my heart because what's prepared for me. Oh, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't walk down the shore of the Sea of Galilee by accident. No, dear friends, He came for a divine purpose, and the same purpose rests with us today. That's why He's here, to bring to you, praise God, what you need, to properly prepare you for what lies ahead in life, to bring you to a place of peace and joy in your heart so that you can know that He is your refuge, your strength, and your present help in time of trouble. I want you to understand something. When He called these men, He called them for a divine purpose. I tell you today, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you for a divine purpose. You say, "Brother Lynn, what is that purpose?" First and foremost is that you be saved. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at the Word of God and you see there that when Jesus was in their midst, what did He do? He said, "Come." He said, "Come." Oh, dear friends, aren't you thankful today that the Lord Jesus Christ crossed your path one day? Praise His glorious name. Say, "Come," to probably prepare you, to bring you to a place of joy in your heart. So many today are being called, yet they're not heeding to that call. You say, "Why, Brother Lynn?" Because of the hardness heart and an unwillingness to surrender. Oh, dear friends, you know as well as I do, people says, oh, I'll just come a little bit later. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want you to understand something. I just didn't get saved when I wanted to. I had to be called by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come. And praise God, I went. Oh, I tell you today, if the Lord is calling you, don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. That's why that Jesus said that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, I tell you, friends, the Savior is among us this morning. Properly preparing you. Properly putting things in place so that you can know without a shadow of a doubt that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun through your faith in Jesus Christ. I thought about these fishermen. I thought about these men. Jesus called them to become fishers, men. What he was saying, you come to me, I'll prepare you, I'll lead you, I'll guide you, and I'll direct you in the course you need to go. But you first must come. I say that to say this, dear friends, you need to come if the Holy Spirit is beckoning your heart. Oh, I began to pray, and the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart because these men were a lot like people today. I got family, I got friends, I got things in my life. Notice here what the Bible says. The Bible says that they left Zebedee with the hired servants. You see, dear friends, there was nothing that was going to hinder them from accepting the call of Jesus Christ. I tell you today, let not anything hinder you, oppress you, and prevent you from doing what it is that God would have you to do, because the Lord has a desire to properly prepare you through salvation, through education, so that you can be what you need to be for the glory of God. Amen. The Lord God Almighty desires to properly prepare you. Now, was these men perfect? No. Did they fail and come short? Yes. John and James and Peter and Andrew, yes, they failed. They came short. But you see, dear friends, they, like we, were works in progress. And the Lord God Almighty, who never left them nor forsook them, will not leave you or forsake you. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fell and come short of the glory of God every day of my life. But I know through the power of an Almighty God, He's willing, He's able to properly prepare me and show me the way, praise God, I need to go. Oh, I tell you, so many today is going the way of the world instead of the way of the Lord. I tell you today, if we look at our lives and see our failures and our shortcomings, the Holy Spirit will beckon our heart and lead us in the way that brings Him glory. Amen. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by me. What Jesus is saying, through me and by me, I can probably prepare you for what you face down life's road. Amen. You see, here are these men, here are these professional men, here are these fishers. What did they do? They dropped everything. Amen. They dropped everything. You talk to people today, they want to drop things when it's convenient to drop them. It ain't always convenient. If I served God, if I ministered when it was convenient and I felt like it, I'd never minister. You know why? We're sinners saved by grace. We fell and come short of the glory of God, and life is very hard. Amen. But oh, dear friends, no matter how hard life is, my Lord, praise His name, is greater. That's what they seen. That's what they felt. When Jesus told them to come, I thought about that a lot these days of late. And we were back there in our study, and we were praying, and we were talking to God, and the Holy Spirit reminded us of this passage of Scripture that comes to us. The book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 4, his passage reads in verse 6, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You can't do it on your own, but pray to God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When Paul wrote to the church there at Philippi in chapter 4, verse number 13, old Paul was a lot like us. He got tired, he got weary, and he got weak. But praise be to God, he echoed the words of John when John said, "Hey, greater he that is within me than he that is in the world, and that he that is within me will prepare me for what lies ahead." He's made me a way because He is the way. Now when that day that Jesus came by the Sea of Galilee, and here these men was mending their nets. Here these men was casting those nets. Those gentlemen, they knew their trade. If you study the ancient biblical world, you will find that they used three different nets. They had seine nets. They had casting nets. They even had a net called a tremble net that was so large that it took two boats to take it out and drop it into the deep. You see, they knew their trade very well. But when Jesus called them to become a fisher of men, they knew not that trade. But they had to walk by faith and not by sight. And they had to put their faith and their trust in the Lord to know that He and He alone could prepare them. You don't know what tomorrow may hold, but praise be to God, our Savior holds tomorrow. He is and forever will be the Lord of lords and the King of kings. When they stepped out for that day to follow this inerrant preacher from Nazareth, they stepped out with a heartfelt desire to be obedient to His will. Oh, I tell you, friends, don't step out and come up here for me. Don't step out and come up here for your neighbor. But step out and come up here for God. For God. And then the Lord can do that work in your life. He can properly prepare you. He can mold you. He can tweak you. He can bring you. Praise God, where you need to be. There's no other place I'd rather be than in the house of God and in the presence of God's people. Oh, I think about those disciples a lot because they had to learn. They had to be developed. Why do we call them disciples? A disciple is a learner. The Lord was preparing them. Oh, dear friends, the Lord is preparing us. Oh, praise His glorious name. He has prepared a place for me in glory. He's prepared my soul to enter in the portals of heaven. And today, He works with me. He talks with me each and every day of my life, preparing me for the life I live. The Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us. In Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2, I left my eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Oh, dear friends, when these men stepped out of these ships that day and laid those nets down, they had to put a trust and a faith in the One that can make all things possible. I tell you today, lay self to the side. Lay your net to the ground and step out of the boat for Jesus. And not be concerned about what it is that Jesus can do for you, but have a heart set saying in your life, what can I do for Jesus? Well, you see, dear friends, the Bible says in the Gospel of Mark, in Mark chapter 10, in verse 45, the Bible says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, it ain't about me. It ain't about Fred. It ain't about Brother Dyson. It ain't about Joey or Jenner Shelby. Praise His glorious name. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. That's what it's about. When they stepped out that day, it was about God. Had they been exposed? Yes. John the Baptist had a flourishing ministry. He had been apprehended, arrested, and cast into prison. But John said, I must decrease so He can increase. You know why? Because there was one. There was one coming. Had John seen there in his gospel? John chapter 1 and verse 29. The Bible said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Oh, you see, dear friend, oh, John the Apostle, who's a follower of Jesus Christ, he was with Him from the beginning of His ministry to the end. John the Baptist, a man of God, here he was sacrificed, he was martyred, and these men were properly prepared for the cause that God had for them. I don't know what road you're on. I don't know what God's plan is. But rest assured of this, He has a plan. Amen. He has a plan. He has a purpose. That's why that Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Amen. John the Baptist had a purpose. John the Apostle had a purpose. Lynn Mowry has a purpose. Amen. But you know what? You know what separates you and I today from those of the world? I heeded to the call. Amen. Oh, dear friend, heed to the call. Know that the God that loves you, who cares for you, gave Himself for you, has a purpose for your life. I thought about this so much these days of late. You remember that man of God in the Old Testament called Isaiah. The Bible tells us there in Isaiah chapter 6, there in verse number 8, what did Isaiah say? He said, here I am, Lord, send me. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. Why do you need to be prepared today? Well, first you need to be saved.
Amen.
Why else do you need to be prepared? God wants to use you to glorify His name.
Amen.
Before a lost, dying, and needful world. You may be the catalyst. You may be the force that the Holy Spirit has a desire to use in a way that makes a difference, praise God, in somebody's life. But you got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. I thought a lot about that. So very much. Properly prepared. And I thought about something. I thought about something. You know, I've had people say, well, I got saved, but, you know, the mountain didn't shake, or I didn't see lights in the sky. Well, I got saved too, and I didn't feel the earth shake, or I didn't see fireworks either.
Amen.
But boy, there was something happened in here.
Amen.
There was something happened in here. God was doing the work. He was properly preparing me.
Yeah.
Sealing me with the Holy Spirit. He was a little boy flying a kite. That little boy flew that kite all evening. That kite went so far up that it was just like a little speck. That little boy said, you know, I got another roll of twine. So he tied it on it, and he began to release it. And it went higher and higher and higher. The little boy just stood there, staring at the dark sky. evening it had come, dusk was descending, and a man was walking through that park, and he said, "Little guy, what are you doing?" Well, guy said, I'm flying my kite. And the man looked up in the dark sky because evening had already descended, and he says, "I don't see anything. How do you know it's there?" And the little boy looked at him and smiled and said, "I feel the tug. I feel the tug." Oh, dear friends, if you're feeling the tug, please come.
Amen.
So that God can prepare you, and that God can bless you, and that Jesus can love you, and the Holy Spirit can seal you.
Amen.
Properly prepared. Are you prepared today? Are you prepared? It is our prayer that you're prepared for glory. That you're prepared for the crisis and the challenges that life has. It's our prayer that you allow the Lord God Almighty to prepare you, to properly prepare you. You know why? Because it's His will to love you. He's our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures beside that still water. Praise be to God. Isn't it good to know that the Lord loves, prepares, and provides.
Amen.
Let God prepare. Let God prepare. Let God do His marvelous work in your life. And the peace that goes beyond all understanding will find a resting place in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. Those men faced the unknown. But they trusted in the one that does know.
Amen.
I don't know what the future holds. I pray, Brother Dyson, for that revival.
Yes.
I pray that God just moves mightily among us, preparing our hearts. Because of the uncertainties of this old world, causes confusion and turmoil continuously. But there is something that I know and I'm assured of. God's in control.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet.